How would your life change if you could ditch the hustle culture, if you could ditch the girl boss culture and shine brighter as an empath and a light worker? What if you knew how to tune into your wisdom, energy, and emotion and accelerate your growth? And what if you knew how you can develop faith and trust and create success? Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. Welcome back, friends. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek, today with a very, very special guest to me, Laureen Celentani. She is a somatic success coach, the host of the Top 2% podcast, Sovereign Self Show, and she's on a mission to end the era of the wounded healer and guide women to embrace their divine power with ease and abundance. Hello, Laureen. How are you today?
Oh my goodness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I'm so excited to dive into this ease, not only in business, but everyday life, because it's going to transform everything that you do.
Oh yeah. Let's kick off the year. Let's kick off 2025 with ease. This is a word that is following me already for many, many years. I always say business of any type is not easy, but we can do so much where we can experience ease in life and business. And I would like to know from you to kick off our conversation, when did you for the first time experience ease?
Oof. You know, I would say really when I got into yoga and started getting into my body and experiencing that mind-body connection in life, that yoga bliss people talk about, some people say runner's high. It was just like, I actually felt grateful and I felt present in my body. And it was just this mind-blowing thing for me. And that has really tied into the work that I do somatically. Soma just means your body. So I really tie in how can we be present and feel where we're at in our bodies and how that just that act itself, acknowledging that, can really just start to build that practice of ease. It's just about really calling our energy back to be present with what's happening. Mm-hmm. And that's when the ease can come in instead of resisting it. So yoga has been such a huge teacher and inspiration in my life. And that was probably the first time I really, really started experiencing it and then just experimenting from there. Still do every day.
I love this. I would like to dive a little bit deeper into the body-mind connection. Can you explain this to us? Perhaps even how it feels? How we know that we are either connected or disconnected?
Yes, I think it's really easy when we know we're not connected.
Okay.
You know, that's my first thing is like, whoa, what is going on here? The, you know, feeling for me, the overthinking, the anxiety, the fear, all of the thoughts that are just kind of in my head and controlling, indecision, those are really easy signs that we aren't connected with our bodies. We're stuck in our heads. You know, the ego mind is here, the sense of self, to protect us. It's here to make sure we don't die. But sometimes we can, when we're hyper-focused on that, especially in business and what we're creating, you know, what we want to bring forth into the world, we can get stuck in that hamster wheel in our head. Mm-hmm. And so the disconnection, usually humans overall, I've noticed, myself included, we don't really change until something hits the fan, you know, like that disconnection, whether it's anxiety or like a big life event, like we don't normally change proactively. We can, but a lot of the time it's just like, you know, take something to shake us up a little bit. So I would say disconnection is easy when we're stuck in our head, we're overthinking, you know, we're self-sabotaging, those kind of behaviors. And when we're connected, for me, the phrase that comes to mind is grateful for what is and eager for more. So you're in your body, whether it's a physical sensation, an emotional thing that's coming up, but you're just grateful for whatever's happening, whether it's something you want to be a long-term experience or not, and you're eager to change. But the shift for me is the physical is like, you're okay. You're safe exactly where you are, who you are. There's nothing, there's no lion chasing you. You're shifting out of this really survival mode and into what I call thriving. And you mentioned it earlier, heal the era of the wounded healer. For me, so many entrepreneurs, we go through this journey of healing or like some transformation. We want to give back, or we want our own freedom, but then we get stuck in that wounded, whatever thoughts, that mind that we create, the lack, we're not good enough. I know you talk a lot about how society impacts, how we put ourselves out there. That can really keep us stuck in our heads. And if you want to dive deeper into, how do we get into our bodies? But I would say present, grateful for where we are. Everybody's felt gratitude in their life. And that's still that eagerness for creating and wanting more.
I agree with the gratitude part. Absolutely. I have experiences in my life when I started practicing gratitude, and it's so freaking simple. And always those easy things. Like, we're always looking for a magic pill, something that, like a fast lane ticket, something quick to success, something that doesn't hurt, that is not difficult, that doesn't cost us going out of our comfort zones, that doesn't cost us sleepless nights. But then the easy things that are so available to each and one of us, we often skip because it just seems too easy, too good to be true. But when I was practicing gratitude, just noticing by the end of the day to put down three things with my partner that we are grateful for, no matter how freaking difficult or sucky or unfortunate the whole day was, because there's always something, no matter how small it is. And how this translated into my life later, which was super interesting. And I started noticing, I was like, oh my goodness, this is it. By having a difficult day. And what I used to do, I always go out on the balcony and I would just, look around and take a breath and go back to, resolve the madness. And in that moment where everything was going just, everything south, there was a moment of, oh my God, look at this bird. Isn't that just so beautiful? And then I was paying attention to that bird and I was thankful for being in this place on this balcony, having the chance to experience sun rays on my skin, listening to a bird sing. And this has changed my entire day and everything, how I approach that madness situation. And on this day that it was going wrong, I would like to know from you, if you think back, Lorraine, how did this connection you just spoke about translate into your life back in the days?
Yeah, I think to add on what you were saying, nature is always such a huge part of this. Gratitude, even if the crappiest of days, I notice getting outside, no matter where I am in the world, nature is always so abundant. Even if it's the dead of the winter somewhere, the animals want to play with you when you start getting in this state, like that bird. For me, that was kind of the key shift, just noticing getting outside and slowing down, not getting outside and just walking around and just go, go. It's stop, be still, or walk really slow and just really appreciating where I'm at. That was like, and like you said, such simple and easy things, but it's our choice in order to consistently implement them. And when I've done that, I've noticed. That's when my business grows. That's when, a client just comes in out of nowhere because I am shifting my own vibration, my own awareness, really literally shifting brain states out of the stress response and this fast, irregular brain into more coherent brain response and pattern just by getting outside in nature and appreciating where I'm at. So that's been a huge game changer for me. And no matter we travel full time, no matter where we're at, I still want to just get into the work some days and like solve the problem and over masculine it. And it just really as simple as just getting outside 5, 10 minutes and remembering where I'm at, who I am. And nature is such an easy, beautiful teacher to do that.
Help us understand vibration a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what is
So,
it when you speak about vibration?
yeah, for me, vibration is, if you have never really understood it, it's very synonymous with your emotional state. So if you think of our emotions as an emotional guidance system, like a GPS, when you put in your phone, I'm going to go to the coffee shop. And if you keep going straight, but it keeps telling you to take a left, it's going to tell you to take the next left and next left. And then to a certain point, it's going to reroute you. Same with our emotions or our vibrations. So the lower half of the emotional scale, things we don't necessarily want to feel, but they're all guiding us to our success, like anger, depression, fear, irritation, you name it, overwhelm. I'm sure everybody listening could list off a couple right now. Those are showing you that where, how you're looking at the situation, whatever's coming up for you to bring that irritation up is different than how your inner being, your soul, whatever you want to call it, is actually looking at the situation. So when you have that irritation come up, that vibration of irritation, it's an opportunity to shift your focus, doing something like we talked about, the gratitude practice, getting out in nature, so you can align with who you already are. So long story short, for me, vibration just means, hey, this is our emotions. This is where we have been focusing on. And it's just showing us, hey, this is what you probably behind the scenes have been thinking about, whether you notice it or realize it or not. And this is just your higher guidance saying, this is an opportunity for you to shift this energy into really who you already are as a successful version of yourself. And this is like my bread and butter. This is what I love to do and help people with, because I love working with empathic people, light workers, people who feel a lot already. And as an entrepreneur, you know that it can be an emotional roller coaster. And this is the secret sauce on how to feel better, attract more clients, attract the abundance into your life, but you're going to feel happier. You're going to love yourself. Not only are you going to love what you do, but you are going to love who you are. And that's the secret of all of this is like, yes, the manifestation will come. Yes, the business will grow, but it's who you are becoming along the way. So that vibration is synonymous to emotion and also your pathway to your success.
You just mentioned all these emotions we go through, and this is pretty much accurate in a business. Like when you start as a solo entrepreneur and you go on this journey of bringing your gift to the world, which sounds already big on its own, but you then, when you break down the system, you'll be like, oh my God, this is incredibly much work. And I think first step is always overwhelm. What is overwhelm trying to teach us, and how can we translate overwhelm into abundance?
I love this. I think, it varies per person, but I would say you are too much stuck in your head to simplify it. And it's time to kind of realign that energy, your vibration. Overwhelm for me is really saying that I need to balance out my emotional state. It's really not about overwhelm. It's about being able to look at the situation, whatever's happening, from a different perspective. So bringing back that vibrational conversation, when we can take the 5 minutes to do some slow breathing or go outside, whatever you need to do, we at this vibration of overwhelm, we're just seeing something from like the ground floor. But as we start to calm ourselves and raise that vibration and that come into more coherent brainwave state, we are at this more bird's eye view. So we're seeing opportunities, we're seeing solutions, we're seeing things differently than we were in this perspective or vibration of the overwhelm. And it can mean a lot of things for different people. It could be a symptom of, imposter syndrome coming up. Like I see it kind of overwhelm and anxiety, two catchwords a lot of entrepreneurs and myself use to really, there's something deeper underneath that. But I would say it's a my first signal to say, pause what I'm doing, take that few minute break to reassess where I'm at so I can see the situation differently. And Einstein, quote, to paraphrase, he said, a problem cannot be solved at the same level of consciousness that created it. So we're just shifting our own energy, that own vibration, to just get a different perspective, because there's always five, if not more, solutions or opportunities to what we think is just the world ending, as you know, as an entrepreneur, every day, you know, the roller coaster. So
It
this
does
is,
end and start every day.
yeah. So this is really like, oh my gosh, well, I can catch that emotion start to come up or those thoughts behind the scenes. One, I'm not going to have as much of the up and down, but two, I'm going to be able to get more done in less time, which is another huge thing. It's like when we're just cranking it out, push, 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 and we're not actually taking a bigger step back to look at what's the best way to be doing this to begin with. That's where I feel like a lot of us are like, oh, so I don't have to work 13 hours a day. Maybe I could have gotten all this done in four if I just took the time, took the breaks to really look at how I'm feeling and how can I be approaching this differently.
I hear it makes total sense. Like, I am approaching these things from like a little bit differently. Like, either it's journaling or I have a very, very designated schedule. Like, it's all the day the same. It's like business is boring, unfortunately. But then there are days where I just do not feel it. I just don't. I don't feel nothing. It's just a day where I want to stay in bed. And those moments, this is what you speak about, where you can then step back and you have a tool. Let's say for me, it's journaling, you do yoga, or you guide your people through breathwork exercises where you step back. And by stepping back, for me, it feels like surrender. For me, it feels like giving up. For me, it feels like, you haven't pushed through, which is the pushing through culture, which I think you can also, it's parallel with the hustle culture and just do, 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 do. But when I step back at first, I feel like I'm failing. I haven't done what I said I would do. But then I look at why. Why does it make me feel as such? Why I can't just perform today? And in 95% cases, I'm actually, after I surrender to it, I'm able to get back to the hard work that I was first thinking I can't do. Can you explain us this on an energetic level? What's happening there so we can understand actually that it's not just all pure data, but there is, I believe, something higher that is guiding us into, I don't know, can I call it wisdom?
I think so. I think
Yeah.
so. And that's when I say our bodies are the most spiritual things about us because that's how we feel. If we didn't have this body, we wouldn't be feeling the emotional roller coaster or the burnout or the overwhelm. And so I look at that as an emotional guidance system working. Your higher wisdom is saying, hey, you've been pushing it all week long. And by Friday, your body's like, no. You know, just like we're done, we're done, we're done, we're done. So that's an opportunity as you journaling is great. I love writing things out too. I think I wrote like 10 pages this morning working through something I'm noticing in myself. That it's this opportunity for us to say, ooh, this is a deeper pattern where I just push, push, push until I can't go anymore. And then I feel like a failure because I can't do anymore. And it's just this hamster wheel, this loop we keep us ourselves in. So when something like that happens, whether it's something big like that, or maybe you get a little anxious because you have too many emails in your inbox or whatever's happening, every single thing is that opportunity from energetic level to say, hey, if you're feeling uncomfortable in any sort of way, that contrast is kind of a way that I like to like say all the negative emotions because there's no really bad emotions. They're all guiding us to that wisdom and that success all along. It's all there helping us to say, it's time to take a step back. It's time to journal. It's time to look at the bigger pattern because as an entrepreneur, I believe it's like the next step of spirituality because you have to like You know, when you're a solopreneur, you're the content creator, you're the marketing person, you're the assistant, you're everything, you're the producer. It's all, you wear a lot of hats. So you have to be on your game. You have to be the master of yourself and your emotions. So this emotional, energetic perspective is going to help you at a deeper level become more efficient, to be able to attract success easier than you thought was possible. And that comes from the moments where you're like, ah, or your head against the wall, or you don't want to get out of bed. That's what I was journaling about today. I was like, ooh, some days I just have this feeling of like, oh, I just want to sleep in. I don't want to have to get up and do everything. And I was like, that's interesting because that's not aligned with who I am. Like, once I get going, once we hit record here, you said, like, we were talking off air. It's like, once you have these conversations, that energy starts going. We're building this momentum, this focus of inspiration and empowerment and creation. So when a thought like that or an action, it just is like, this doesn't feel like me, or this feels off. That's your cue card to go in and dive deeper. It's just like the phrase efficiency is what keeps coming to mind. It's our emotions. Those moments are helping us become more efficient as human beings and as entrepreneurs.
To help us by looking at it, helping us to see it from a distance. Because I'm taking in every word, I'm just summarizing it. So they can see from a distance, see what is important and what we actually came to do that day. Because in this hustle bustle, it gets lost, and we feel like because we are wearing the ha hats and we are the person who fails and fixes it and fails it again and draws from the data and as we go. And it's always the same person doing it. So there's no one to blame, no one to, you just get as good as you can get at that moment and forward from there. And by taking this perspective, different perspective, it teaches you, it shows you the bigger picture so we can see what we need to do, who we really are, what we came for, so we can actually take that energy, that fresh gained energy, and go and do. Yes?
You got it. You
Awesome.
got it. Yes.
I love this. This is so, like, why I love having these conversations is because for I never believed in a narrative of how business needs to be done. Now, when we have, like, when I grew up, I saw corporate businesses as businesses. It was something that I never could imagine in my early 20s or even before that, that something like a personal brand existed and what it actually means to operate under a personal brand or under a company brand, right? And here, a whole world opened up for me where I thought, oh, finally, I can be me. Yes, the person I want to be with what I have to bring to the world, with what I want to share and design that business, that life, those friendships, those communities. But then you realize, oh, but it's also me who has to do it, right? And I think operating under a personal brand with all its excitement and hurdles and difficulties is, I think, one of the biggest self-development journeys I went on. And I just love to learn every day new, and so is our community, how we can tackle that, how we can tackle all those thoughts coming in that are not serving us, how to tackle anything that comes our way. And I just love this approach. That's why I was like, repeating it one more time for everyone to grab a pen and paper if you need to. When was your turning point when you realized, learning, like, okay, I'm not buying into hustle culture anymore. I'm done with that. I need to change something. When was it? How did you experience it? And what did you do to change?
I mean, there were a lot of points. The first thing that came to mind was I actually quit my 9 to 5, and I was helping people work with their anxiety. It wasn't a specific entrepreneurs at that point, but same concepts. And I thought I'd done the inner work to be ready for this, but the amount of time, free time I had after quitting my 9 to 5, that threw me through a loop. Because I was like, what do I do? I knew what to do, but I still was stuck in like the structure of having that this is the time I go to work, this is the time I have to work on my business.
And no one telling you what to do.
Yes. That was a huge ego death for me, and I was not expecting it. So I think through that, I had to relearn, because I was already in the hustle culture, working 9 to 5, running a podcast, doing, coaching clients. Like, I was hustling and working 9 to 5. Like, I'm sure so many of the listeners are, and they were waiting for the moment to just take the big leap, you know? I think after I did take that leap, it was a shock to my system, because I was so used to the burnout and the hustle culture. So I really had to, a lot of fear came up around that. So I had to go back and go, wow, I teach people about anxiety, and look at the, look at this. This is a huge teacher for me to work through this beautiful opportunity to propel myself towards success. So that really helped me self-regulate to be able to just slow down and go for a walk around the pond that we're used to live, and just realize, wow, okay, this is what I am teaching people about, the being present in the moment, slowing down, regulating your emotions, and at this bigger capacity. Wow, look how this can help me in my business, but also other entrepreneurs. So I'm sure so many people listening who are coaches and are helping people as entrepreneurs can relate to, like, their own inspiration of their own journey. And this was like that point for me. It was like clarifying the stuff that came up for me after many different transitions and transformational periods of my life. I'm in like my early 30s at that point. I was like, wow, I'm just blown away. And that's why I was needed to focus on helping people with the hustle culture. And really, what it is just tapping into the feminine side, whether you are a man or a woman. Everybody has that balance of masculine and feminine, and the masculine energy is a lot of the time, the unhealthy version is the go, go, go all the time. Let's push, push, hustle culture. And what we do by slowing down and work with the emotions, we're able to balance the feminine aspect, the internal aspect, and then that gives us shape for the masculine to go create and go do from. So if we want to dive into more of that, we can. But I would say, living by example, always, always, always. And that's what I help people with too, is how do we take the experiences and the emotions from our lives and apply that to help our clients and create from this point of, like, authentic truth as well.
You just mentioned something authentic. I want to dive into this a little bit more because there is my first book that inspired me to take action finally. And because I have failed a business very badly in my early 20s, I hit rock bottom financially, physically, emotionally. And it was a huge step for me to go and create again after so many years of psychologists and back to the corporate world, a lot of failure that I needed to take in and be like, oh my God, am I even made for this? And I've been reading a book that was called, it's called You Are a Badass. I think it's from Jen Sincero. And I read this book with so much pleasure, and it really taught me to believe in myself that I am. And now it comes. I never wanted to call myself badass. I never wanted to call myself a girl boss. I never wanted to call myself all these terms of, I think it goes into the masculine thinking way of you need to be a badass to be in business. You need to be a boss in order to create a company. And I think this is not just, it's failing empaths and everybody who is in the healing industry. And I think it creates just as well a false belief of how we need to market ourselves, etc. But I am highly sensitive. And for me, I think tapping into now that we learned it into the feminine side of my being is just so incredibly important. I'd also see to this true rest. Right? If I don't sleep, I cannot create. And I can't even push through anymore. It's like done, Finished. So, how can we allow ourselves, Lauren, please teach us, how can we allow ourselves to not to have to be a boss or a badass or whatever these terms are that we actually don't align with it, but kind of still believe we need to be it in our online presence, in our I don't know, way of communicating, etc. How can we step out of that and allow ourselves to be who we are?
I love that. I will say yes. Number, I mean, rest. Me too. Is like I at least, and as women, this goes for men too. But women actually need more sleep than men. Like,
I agree. Yeah.
yeah. And I don't remember the studies, but I just remember it's like an hour or two longer than most men. Like, minimum 8, 9 hours. And I feel the same way as in a woman listening, especially if you were still menstruating. We don't, we go through cycles, a 28-day cycle. And especially towards the end, towards the menstruation, we're just naturally more tired. And I think as a woman listening to this, just notice your energy levels, notice your creativity levels throughout your cycle. For me, being on camera, speaking, sharing, you know, when I'm in ovulation or that follicular, which is right after your period ends, I'm more apt to like have the energy to share and talk. I love talking regardless of where I am in my cycle, but I notice if I'm almost starting my period or on my period after I'm done talking and sharing, I am drained. Like that's the only thing I can do for the day. So as a woman, just being really aware from a physiological level, how the hormones throughout the month really shift. And also emotionally too. People talk about PMS and like, oh, you're being over emotional. That's actually a huge blessing for women because it's our whatever is present throughout the rest of the month that we haven't been dealing with, that we haven't looked at, that's been kind of in the back of our minds stewing. And that's actually this huge opportunity. Eckhart Tolle, the author of Power of Now and A New Earth, he talks about the concept of pain body, and that's like this huge opportunity for us, this wounded healer part of us, the pain body, to open up for us as women to do a really deep healing every single month. So I just want to underline this before I talk about to everybody. As a woman, the emotions, especially, you know, that PMS time, you're not a victim to it. They're actually here. Apply that same wisdom that we talked about the rest of this episode on how it actually can help you work smarter and not have to work as that boss babe all the time and actually propel you towards your growth and your success. So I'll pause there in case you have any more questions, because
I
I
want to
kind of.
underline this, my own case study. I'm wearing my smartwatch, which I can't stand because it itches me 24/7. Right now, I don't have it, but I wear it since a month now, and it has been the second cycle that I have tracked throughout that time. And I'm wearing this on a purpose because I got curious about the fact that women need more sleep as men, and I am privileged to have enough time to sleep if I prioritize it. So I've got nothing else to do than work and sleep, and the rest is just pure priority. And I can choose how I create my life outside of work and sleep. And what I have noticed, indeed, there is this body battery that actually recharges every night. If you had a good night's sleep, it does recharge. So it goes from 20% by the end of the day 200% the next day. The moment you get up, by the way, it's 98. It takes two units to get out of bed. So every time you get out of bed, guys, it's a huge thing. Congratulations. And then I noticed my body battery. I wasn't drinking any alcohol at the time. I was sleeping still 8 to 9 hours. I thought I had a good night's sleep, which also the data said that all those sleep phases were actually cool, but my body battery was 75. 68. And it was going on for about like 5, 6 days till I noticed that I'm just shortly before my menstruation. And this was something that I now saw two times, and I'm going to track this for a bit longer and start as well writing it down to make this own research for myself, simply for a longer time to underline what you're just saying, that with us as a woman menstruating and having these, which I never believed in. This is very new to me. Like, I was a hustle, hustle, you know, as much as you can. But what it has taught me that if you know your energy level is low, you're still gonna show up. I mean, you run a business, you have a life, you have children, you have a relationship, you've got things in your calendar. I don't know what we all need to think we need to do, but it helps you prioritize. And what I always do is I'm only gonna do that one thing that pays into my success account. And the rest, I'm just gonna ditch from that list. And the cool thing is, once I take it off the list, it never comes back on my list again. I'm like, cool, shouldn't have done that in the first place, because we add on, et cetera. But it was a really big learning for me. And I just find it incredibly important that we are going into the direction that we are getting those teachings out there and speak about these things. Because in our silence generation, where we, you know, are all seen as the same. And with emancipation, women getting themselves onto a point where we wanted to be like men, which is a complete wrong misunderstanding of having the same rights as a man or having to be like men. I think we need to talk more about this topic specifically, and to, you know, not to be ashamed of stepping into our wisdom's body and to listen to this. So, how do you go about those days where you just can not? You're tired before your menstruation, but you still have something to do. Like, we always have something to do. What is your to-go tool?
Yeah, I think for you, it's like, what are the non-negotiables that are going to move the needle? And that's where I need to go for the day. But I purposely plan because my cycle is pretty regular. So I have like a few day, like a 5 day buffer, because I know right before it starts, that's when I'm tired. Like the day before it starts, that's when my, I don't track my energy, but that would be at like a 50. Like I am not
A battery on 50. Okay, I hear you.
zero, you know?
Yeah.
So I understand. I give myself the buffer that I purposely leave space in my calendar. I do, you know, I book shows like this, or I do my own podcasting when I know it's not that few day window. I can do other things like behind the scenes stuff. If I, you know, if I feel good, then I've been putting off the calendar, just, you know, more that doesn't take the creative power, that doesn't take as much focus. It's more like task things. And I also find that when I'm in that season or part of my cycle, it's a really good time to reevaluate, because those emotional triggers that come up are giving us an opportunity that a lot of the times is saying it's because something's not working in your life or and working in how you're approaching it. And you can approach your business in that same way, because there's, as we talked about this whole episode, there's a through line, you know, between your, how you approach your business, how you approach your relationships, your health, every aspect of your life. I love using business, being an entrepreneur, as the gateway into doing this work, into the spiritual side of life, into the self-help. So I will say that the introspection, kind of reviewing the month, how did I do? Where could I have done something differently? That kind of review I save. Doesn't matter if it's the first of the month or not for me. It's just like I know my body is marking that part in the calendar of just kind of the review phase. And that re those two things, making sure kind of block my calendar for times where I'm going to be more active versus leaving a little open space for myself, that's been a huge, huge game changer. I would say those are the two biggest things. And if you're a man listening to this, you can still apply this wisdom, but if you track it with the moon cycle. So, a full moon is like where a lot of women are on their periods, because the moon is illuminating energies, like emergency room visits are like the highest during a full moon. It's because it, the moons and the cycles of the earth really affect our bodies. So, if you can still check in with yourself during the full moon, what's kind of coming up? Where am I feeling triggered in my life right now? And apply the same wisdom that we talked about, and using the new moon as a time to set your intentions, a time to say, what are my goals? What do I want to create? And the full moon kind of helps illuminate what's kind of holding yourself back from those intentions, what you're creating for the rest of the month.
That. And I don't have enough data to back this up yet, but I think that even my partner aligns to my cycle because we are tired together. But I have
I
to look into
agree.
that before she get any louder about this. And I think this is also where it then again comes back in this, let's take the menstrual cycle or the moon cycle, where we would say that this is where those emotions come up to go back to the beginning of our conversations, where we then have the chance to look at it, whether this is overwhelm, anger, anything, not enoughness, everything we feel to look and redirect again. And I think this is something that we, it's not a New Year thing. I think it's a monthly, quarterly, half yearly, yearly, and even if you break it down, perhaps even weekly thing that looking at ourselves and what we feel in order to be more effective, more efficient, and therefore succeed. You agree?
I agree, and I think to underline it, like that's the bringing in the feminine aspect, because the feminine is the cyclical. Like we have seasons of the year, we have phases of the moon, we have phases of your menstrual cycle. Time is not linear, it's cyclical. That's bringing in the feminine approach, as we can balance the masculine or the so-called quote unquote hustle culture. We can combine the two because it's great to feel, it's great to do the inner work and, be present, but you still have to show up and do the work,
Oh, yeah, I always say, like, you can't bypass a success spiritually, but I think that spirituality is something that if we tap into, that it's not just a great guide, but it is a lifestyle you create. And this is what I think so many are seeking, because we are deeply, and when I say we, I mean humanity, seeking more consciousness, more depth, more presence. And this is what it gets to show. And this is why I love having this conversation. Thank you so much, Lauren. I would love to round up and ask you my last question. At least I'm asking this for the first time, as we started now a new season of interviews on the Online Business by Design podcast. How would you like to spend your old years?
Well, first thing is like going around the world and like meditating and like ancient sites and like I'm like a Buddhist monk is what I'm thinking, is going to Tibet and just spending time there. Like that for me, definitely, as you probably can tell, more the spiritual woo-woo aspect. That's how I feel like even now I would do. But at older, I feel like just exploring and diving deeper into that really just lights my soul up just thinking about it.
Oh, I love this. So we know where we can look for you in 50 years from now, but where we can find you today.
Oh my goodness. Well, I love hanging out on Instagram at Lauren Celentani. And I also have my podcast, which we mentioned, the Sovereign Self Show. If you guys like this podcast, it'll be very much aligned. We go in more of the spiritual stuff as well. But it's mainly, it helps you realize that your body and your emotions are not in the way, they're guiding you towards that success, the huge, massive impact and income that you know you're here to do.
I love this. Friends, all these notes, all links will be in the show notes. You can just go there, easily find them, click, follow, save, get in touch with Lauren. And if you like the show, if you learned anything today that is just anyhow helpful to you, please go ahead, share the show with your friends. Anybody who needs to hear this, give us a review, give us a shout out, because only if we know that you liked it, we can create more of this. Thank you for being with me here today, Lauren.
Thank you so much.